bit of a dusty old book, full of historical knowledge, no doubt, because, you know, even today, people say that a lot of this doesn't exist, and yet you can't argue with Julius Caesar, Pontius Pilate. These people are in history. They're ratified through other sources. So, yeah. But I've come to realise that the book is more than just a book, a dusty old book, which it was, found in jars and pots. It is a book of prophecy, history, medical issues, philosophy, a roadmap to solve lives, to help you challenge with your challenges for help in the future. And then, of course, we've got the New Testament, which completely changed the whole way we think with Jesus. Okay, so that's my first bit, history. Now let's remind ourselves of one of the biggest promises that we can actually see today that is fulfilled. It has been fulfilled. Anyone know what that is? Well, there's many, but there's one in particular. No, it's not the one I'm thinking of. Right, that was made by God to Abraham. His seed descendants would number more than the sand on the beach, than the stars in the heaven. It would be unimaginable. And today, well, yeah, Israel, many tribes around the world. Also, God's promises are bigger than your problems and your challenges. And he has promised by the Holy Spirit to you to help you if you allow Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. That is all. That is the promise. If you ask for help, you allow the Holy Spirit to work within you, you believe in Jesus, that will be. That is a promise fulfilled in itself. And I'm sure many of us have stories where we've been stuck and you've asked for help and help has come in various ways. You won't always get what you want, but you'll get what you need. As Christians, I think we believe that, yeah? Right, the first one is Philippians, number 1, 4, verse 13. I don't know who's doing that. Chris.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and... I can't see it then. Prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7.
That's 1 and 2, yeah? You've done both of them. Okay. Number 3, Psalms. Psalms 112.